A new accusation against Cuba this week from the State Department. Undersecretary John Bolton charged that the Castro regime has a biological warfare research program. Bolton criticized U.S. military and intelligence officials for having previously, in his words, underplayed the danger Cuba poses to the United States. Now, some of those other U.S. officials say it's Bolton who's misrepresenting the Cuban threat. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
For decades, the top U.S. concern about Fidel Castro has been his poor human rights record. The U.S. government hasn't really taken Castro seriously as a U.S. security concern since he surrendered his Soviet missiles and gave up efforts to foment revolution in other countries. In 1998, the Defense Intelligence Agency took another look at Cuba. After input from the CIA, the U.S. military, the National Security Agency, and the State Department, the DIA concluded Cuba did not pose a significant military threat. Marine General Charles Wilhelm in 1998 was the top U.S. military official following Cuba as chief of the U.S. Southern Command.
When the report was issued, I obviously studied it very carefully. It was my view then, and it's my view now, that it correctly reflected the views of a very, very broad range of senior officials, all of whom were qualified and competent to discuss Cuba and the threats, if any, that it posed to the United States.
The DIA report, however, was controversial. Cuban-American exiles in particular said it did not pay enough attention to Cuba's vaccine and biotechnology industry, which some experts saw as a possible cover for the development of biological weapons. In his speech this week, Undersecretary of State John Bolton challenged the 1998 DIA report as unbalanced, and then he dramatically revised a key DIA finding. The 1998 report concluded that Cuba's scientific facilities and expertise could support an offensive biological warfare program. Bolton said flatly, the United States believes Cuba has, at least, a limited offensive biological warfare research and development effort. He would not back up the charges with evidence, concerned, he said, that doing so could jeopardize sources of information about Cuba's activities.
I don't doubt, however, that the record and empirical evidence for this is extremely well documented.
Charges that Cuba could be developing biological weapons have been around for years. General Charles Wilhelm, now retired, says he heard many allegations about a Cuban biological warfare effort, but he says none were persuasive.
During my three-year tenure, which was from September of 1997 until September of 2000, at Southern Command, I didn't receive a single report or a single piece of evidence that would have led me to the conclusion that Cuba was in fact developing, producing, or weaponizing biological or chemical agents.
In fact, Bolton's accusation that Cuba has an offensive biological warfare program is not being supported by other senior U.S. military and intelligence officials. When asked this week for his reaction to Bolton's charge, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said, quote, I have not seen the intelligence that apparently led Undersecretary Bolton to make those remarks. Another senior U.S. official says Bolton's claim was, quote, way overstated, unquote. This official, who's familiar with the latest intelligence on Cuba's biotechnology programs, says the Cubans do have the facilities and expertise to support an offensive biological warfare effort, but the official insists there is still no evidence that Cuba has such a program. We also have no information, the official says, indicating that Cuba is supporting biological warfare programs in other countries. A defense official familiar with Cuba was even more critical of the State Department's declaration that Cuba is engaged in biological weapons research. We take these issues very seriously, the official says. Every time you manipulate them politically, it diminishes our credibility. No official who challenged Bolton's claim wanted to be identified out of concern for sparking an interagency dispute on the issue. On Capitol Hill, Republican Lincoln Diaz-Balart, a prominent Cuban-American congressman from Florida, says he's not surprised that some military and intelligence officials remain unimpressed by the threat Fidel Castro may pose.
There are some points within the intelligence community, yes, that are problematic. I have found numerous instances of downplaying and more covering up realities within Cuba, such as drug trafficking, money laundering, logistical and other support for terrorists in this hemisphere, and biological weapons development.
The Cuban government, having said nothing for 2 days about the charge that it's engaged in biological warfare research, today called the accusation vile. The government statement promised a complete response tomorrow. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.